Harper and Harper Audio present What Is This Feeling? By Robbie Weber, performed by Mark Sanderlin. In Loving Memory of My Grandmother, Geraldine Addison, 1947 to 2024. For Ola, thank you for helping me find my voice. I'll always be your shining star. And for the kids who have ever been told they're too much, you're just enough. Dream big, live bigger. Tuesday. Chapter 1. Get your head in the game.
Teddy Maguire's got his head in the clouds again.
I snap to and offer a smile, but Sebastian, one of the guys on the tech crew, is checking something off on an iPad as he hands me my microphone and then walks away. People say that sort of thing to me all the time, but I don't think there's anything wrong with a little daydreaming or an overactive imagination. In fact, I love having my head in the clouds. Truly, it's what gets me through life. As an actor, I have people literally clapping for me to indulge in flights of fancy. I most recently wrapped my run as Troy in the spring production of High School Musical. Well, almost wrapped, after today. The local newspaper called my Troy a fresh, newly inspired take on what already feels like a strangely classic role. I'll take it, considering I hadn't seen it before getting the part. I wasn't even born when that movie came out. My favorite singer, Benji Keaton, has a whole song called In the Clouds from his Icarus Complex album. And if my head weren't in the clouds, crafting all these wild schemes, I wouldn't be flying toward the sun. I wouldn't be the guy of your dreams. Enough said. Anyway, it doesn't matter what people think because my optimism is endorsed by the universe. Everything always works out because I have a lucky bracelet, which is... shit. Nowhere to be found. No, no, no. It takes no time at all for me to absolutely lose my mind and nearly break out in a cold sweat. I can't go out on that stage without it. There's no way. No matter what anyone might think, that bracelet is good luck. It's a friendship bracelet I made with Annie, strings knotted together in a multi-patterned mix of blue hues. It has practically been ordained by some universe-administered powers of positive fortune. These bracelets repel things like awkward moments, clumsiness, and fear of public speaking. They magically make grades better too, I swear. Obviously, I didn't always have a charmed friendship bracelet, so I know it's not just something I'm making up. The night we made the bracelets, sitting in Annie's room with the strings on clipboards and burning Bath and Body Works candles we saw some YouTuber recommend, Benji announced his Sunrise album after a 2-year hiatus. What do you call that? A coincidence? Of course, at the moment, Annie is nowhere to be found, like my damn lucky bracelet. I have less than 2 minutes before curtain to find this thing, and if I don't, I honestly am not sure what will happen. Will I puke on the audience? And this audience, of all audiences, is different. It's one thing to perform the school musical for the people who want to see it. The people who buy tickets for the evening shows are at least interested to some degree, and they probably won't boo or laugh or throw tomatoes. This audience is not interested, though. This is all upperclassmen who all just want to skip the last 2 weeks of school the way God intended, but are instead held captive for the end of the year assembly. It's torture, and every year at least one mouth breather cracks a loud, hilarious joke at one of the actors' expense. Luckily, we're only performing one number. I need my lucky bracelet or I'm not going out there. It literally goes everywhere with me. I've never gone on this stage without it. Even when I couldn't wear it because of my costume, like when I had to wear a basketball jersey and shorts for Get Your Head in the Game, I'd always have it in my... Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you! I pull the bracelet out of my pocket and slip it onto my wrist, pulling it tight as the nerves dissipate. I realize this all sounds silly. Of course, it absolutely does. How can a bracelet be lucky? Maybe it is all in my head, and maybe there isn't even really any such thing as good luck or bad luck. But I just don't believe that. Like I said, I don't think having my head in the clouds is a bad thing. Microphone in hand, I exhale and step into the wings. The slideshow is wrapping up. A Citrus Harbor High year in review that is impossibly boring and feels like it needs its own intermission.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?